Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This phase of my life is called returning to God. And I've never felt so grounded or comforted and supported in my life so far. I feel I have arrived on a path where I can focus just on taking small steps in the various avenues of my life while God paves the road in front of me and does the unthinkable and the unimaginable on my behalf. Let me ask you, with everything that is happening around the world right now, there's a lot of inequality, there's a lot of unimaginable cruelties that are being inflicted upon populations around the world. So there are things happening on the macro, and there are things happening on the micro, and I feel that there is a connection between what is happening on the macro and what is happening on the micro. At least from my vantage point, I've noticed that with regards to traditions from India and sort of looking at how things have evolved, when they come from India to the West, usually there is a concerted effort to take out God from the equation. In India, yoga is connected to devotion and God. When you take out God from yoga, it becomes an exercise. It becomes a flexibility practice in the West. When you take out God from Tantra, it becomes sensuality, sexual practice. When you take out God from Ayurveda, it becomes nutritional advice. In India, on the other hand, God is connected with all these different practices. But I must say that in India, God is treated a little bit differently than how it is in the West, or at least in the Abrahamical religions. I've noticed that overall, a lot of people, especially the young generation, have lost faith, or maybe they've lost trust in what they consider God because of X, Y, Z reason. But the truth is that God does not have to be that heavy. Because in India, at least, you have a choice. It's called Ishta Devata, which means you get to choose. You get to choose who you want to connect with, which deity. And implied in that choice is the choice of not following any deity. That is one of the core tenets of dharma. I don't like the term called Hinduism too much because it's not an Indian term, but dharma, right? And so I want to extend it even further based on my journey so far. I feel that each one of us should have some connection to God. Now, it does not have to be an Indian origin or a Hindu or a Dharmic God. It could be Jesus. It could be Allah. It could be any other God. But that connection, I feel, is very important. It's a personal connection. Because that does not mean that you try to convince anybody else to follow your God. But when you have that direct transmission, that connection with your God, like I have with Hanuman, you know, things just open up. There is a level of groundedness and trust that you have that goes beyond words, it goes beyond the physical. And once you have that trust, no matter what is happening in the world around you, and it will, things will go up and down, and finances and relationships and society in general and your health, things might go up and down. But at the end of the day, if you have that direct connection with your God, you can just come back home, sit down in silence and pray or worship or just, even in your mind, establish that connection. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to communicate over here, because spirituality can sometimes be a slippery slope. Because what happens is, in a lot of traditions, you know, and especially these days, it's very easy to say, I am, you know, I am awareness, I am God, I am the one, I am, right? You hear a lot of, you know, quote-unquote spiritual people saying that, and I used to be that same person, right? It's very easy to go down that slippery slope because you begin to think that there is no God, that you are the God and you are the one that you've been looking for, which in a way, without the right practice, without going through your journey, it just comes across as an ego inflation. Because you might believe yourself at an intellectual level that I am God. I am connected to my higher self. You know, I am the one who I'm looking for. There is no other person than me. God is an expression of me. All that makes sense at an intellectual level. But if you are honest with yourself, then your body and your soul might not agree with you. Because in order to really understand that you are God, you have to do a lot of deep spiritual work. And that spiritual work starts with devotion to God. Because the deeper you go into this journey, at one point your vibrations will be so high with that divine being, God, deity, whoever you're connecting with, that you will sublimate into that one, and then you will stumble upon the realization that I am God. But till that time, it's just a sentence, right? So I've gone down that route, and you know, I've realized that it's not that simple. But what is simple and straightforward and easy to do and easy to experience is bhakti devotion, and it is beautiful. Okay? So, if you already have a God, I would suggest deepen your relationship with that God, whether it's you're a Christian or you're a Jew or you're a Muslim. Be a good Christian, be a good Jew, be a good Muslim. If you are from the Indian tradition, follow and find your Ichha Devata, whether that is Shiva, Ganesha, Vishnu, Krishna, or even Hanuman. If you're lost in your life, then I would invite you to follow my path, because I'm going to share some, you know, useful stuff. And I would invite you to only experiment for yourself and see how it feels. And if it works for you, then join my journey, which is that of being a Hanuman Bhakt. Because in doing so, you have a lot of freedom. There's no compulsion.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what is the Hanuman Chalisa that I've been practicing each and every night? I do it at night because there's a certain level of power in practicing the Chalisa before you go to sleep, because it has an effect of seeding it into your subconscious mind. So the Hanuman Chalisa is a hymn comprising of 40 stanzas. All right, 40 stanzas. And within each stanza, in fact, within each line is a story. And each story, you can spend like 30 minutes to 1 hour sort of elaborating on that story. And so the point of that Hanuman Chalisa is to go through 40 or more different stories and go through the 40 or more different deep states of emotion, and on that journey experience these profound states of awareness that leads to a deeper connection with Hanuman. All right. And the reason why I feel, as I analyze and I study this, this is so powerful, is because it was written by a sage, a seer called Tulsidas, over, please remind me, 600 years back. 500, 600 years back. And so the story goes that he was very devoted to Rama, who is one of the Indian deities. And he was so devoted that he would spend all his time and all his hours in devotion, in bhakti. So the whole village and the areas and the city and the town, that whole area, kingdom, knew about how devoted he was and his ability to facilitate transformation in people's lives. And people trusted him and people loved him and all of that good stuff. But anyway, the king one day, who was Akbar, got to know of this. And as you know, kings don't like when people have, you know, a lot of influence, right? Because that appears as a threat in those days when there was no social media or internet. So anyway, he comes to know that there's this guy called Tulsidas and people trust him, and maybe he was worried that there will be a revolution, right? That would at some point try to take him down. So then he invites him to his court and asks him these questions. Who are you worshiping? Can you do a miracle? And so Tulsidas, I believe, you know, plays it simple, and he says that I am devoted to Ram, and I don't want to perform any miracle, because, you know, my only miracle is my connection to Rama. That's it. That's who I know. That's who I serve. I don't serve anybody else. And I think he took objection to this as well, because he said, you're supposed to serve me. I am the king. I am your master. But he said, my master is Rama, no one else. It's just God. It's just God and me. I don't follow anyone. I don't take down orders from anybody else. It's just me. And he had such a high level of devotion with Rama. Just imagine, you have a powerful, ruthless king, almost a tyrant, standing in front of you with people that can kill you right away. And you're still saying that, you know, I only serve Rama. I only serve my God, nobody else. And so, as you would expect, he was put into jail. And one can only imagine how much different jails were, you know, 500 years back, 550 years back. And you can imagine the cockroaches or the insects, maybe some torture, maybe some whipping, whiplashes, maybe some pain and the agony and the food. He must have gone through a lot of pain, a lot of trauma. But at the same time, he had deep level of faith, the level of faith that maybe you and me don't have, right? And so I feel that that pain, that deep level of pain, that struggle, that physical pain of people, you know, trying to make him feel down, trying to make him cry, trying to inflict trauma into his life, combined with that deep level of faith, led to a transmutational quality, a transformational quality that is somehow embedded in this Chalisa, in these 40 stanzas, that if anyone with their heart, with emotion, reads it, and it's called a sankalp. I don't know how to translate it to English. But they say that if you want something in your life with an earnest heart that does not lead to the destruction or devastation or pain to somebody else, and if you state that clearly, and if you tell God, you tell Hanuman that I'm going to do this Chalisa for example, 10 days or 7 days, and I'm going to do it every night, and I'm going to do it with an open heart, and I'm going to use my emotion to connect with you, you know, you'll be surprised. There are like hundreds of thousands of people in India that have seen miracles. All right. And this, from my study, is only increasing. Over the last 15 years, it has gone to a next level. With the spread of the internet, it has gone to the next level. I don't know what is happening right now. I think it's also the fact that we have stepped into Kali Yuga, which I explained a little bit in our last episode. But Kali Yuga is a phase where things don't seem as they were, and things are changing so quickly, and the internet has emerged. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the internet. The internet is amazing. But along with that, there's rapid shifts, there's rapid change, cultural change. A lot of it is toxic, not really good for the growth of humanity, not really good for children. You know what I mean, right? But we are in Kali Yuga. So I think the combination of being in Kali Yuga and the fact that people are looking for a means, a path. You know, like a lot of us are spiritually lost, right? I mean, you hear this all the time. You have people that have, made a lot of money in life, but still they're empty. You have people that have achieved everything they had to achieve, but they still feel lost, feel disconnected. And that's why they get addicted to stuff, substances, because they feel that that's when they'll find their joy. They get addicted to sex because that's where they feel they'll get their, hit. But what I think a lot of people are seeking is just this direct transmission to God consciousness. And when I say God consciousness, again, I don't mean the I am. I mean the God that is in a different dimension. The God that I cannot explain to you, that you can only experience. Does that make sense? I think sometimes we get very caught in science. Science, science. Where are the peer-reviewed studies? Where's the research? Where's this? Where is that? Where is this? Where is that? Right? Because Western science is based on fundamentalism. So breaking things down to their most fundamental forms and then building it up from that. But what if the most fundamental form of all of existence is consciousness? How can you measure consciousness? How can you break down consciousness? How can you analyze and experiment with consciousness? Right? Consciousness is the subject. So it can never be objectified, if that makes sense. Western science, my friends, says that I will see it to believe it. But a true devotee knows, one who is connected to the divine, to God, he or she knows that when I have faith and I will believe it, then I'm going to see it. And so just ruminate on the implication of what I said, that sometimes your faith and your determination and your belief must be so intense that you believe it to see it. In the next episode, I'm going to start a series about the Hanuman Chalisa, where I will line by line share the Hanuman Chalisa and share the meaning behind those lines, as well as some of the stories behind those lines, as well as how these stories and these meanings, these profound spiritual nuggets relate to my life and the world around. And I sense that you are going to enjoy this.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.